radio akwa bia si eye
nations and seas may roar, though the fires may burn the world, this is what I know.
She's on. No, what's up, my bonnet? Come, you could fake it, Nata. Sophie Anko.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your Pastor Donzi, and I bring you greetings from the Church of Christ.
Also, one more today, our friend Pastor Donzi, our ha,
this is the day, a new day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and believe in Him. Lord, we thank you for goodness. We thank you for mercies and forgiveness beyond what we deserve. We thank you for goodness. We thank you for mercies and forgiveness beyond what we deserve. Father, as we stand before you, strengthen our heart and light our path like a God, we pray for Ghana, just as we prayed for Israel. Make us great and strong.
Yeah, deliver Ghana. First match in the Israel.
We completely need strong leaders to build a nation to help us solve the problems we face.
Some 33
verse 12. Desert is the nation, God is the Lord.
So for the 33:12.
So Christ like in your neighbor. I remember back in Germany.
I saw your member was living with Germany.
In US, somewhere in New Jersey. I've been to Somalia, Uganda, Liberia, but now I'm back. Home sweet home.
Also, I for Somalia, Uganda, Liberia, a home for the bad.
God has been good to me. He can be good to
you.
So give yourself to Him. Let Him use you. Be your brother's keeper. Have a good heart. Be a cheerful giver. Yes, extend the helping hand to the less privileged, the street children, and the orphans. Who knows? Nobody knows. Only God knows. Before we take the offering, let's show some love to our women's fellowship from Virginia.
Women's fellowship, but
yes,
but
I said Virginia.
She's on.
I see. In the bed, but two baba pay. Hello, Quadro. What? Abali. So, come on, Sapo.
My goodness.
Come on, Sapo. Why?
Hey, Mama Chapel, Opiant, Masa, you call my one. Frontier don't put on very long.
Till I press an eagle to my young way young with their sub and a swimming, I will see your best to move on to the next. It will pass, forget until then you for happy yourself. Yeah, you meet are making money, building mansions, you meet are getting married.
Oh, you true.
You meet if you are, but them could be with women, we are bleeding and being buried.
Honestly,
you pay the service, you crush your 30 services, so be so much. And they can't forget your photo Sunday, you book on your good job at Susuka. And quite will be better since you got out, they will help you and I are lucky.
Me thought the chemo crime she has it. Was some a tidy for a radio yardy.
me pan and why you miss it. Then see today, you miss ya, and then ye, Jenny, you couldn't even mammy see it. See, it's a minute, and then my city aware. Met way, you may give it to fire, or say, and tuntum, and come for more, my premise, say, yeah, Munjas, yeah, yes, you will be winning a metam for. But time for me, friend, I'm damn it. Before my son, I'm coming, but I'm getting hammy. Before my home, I'm not a dad, I'm now, Miss Lanamu, and you pay all the food. When the winner winner, my dress, who I'm a catcher. The bread book with that, who I want, say, one more bread, yeah, and play me.
Winner, winner, winner. Papa God be the winner. I will be the loser. Satan be the loser. I don't see no being in the handkerchief.
Let me hear you when I see that.
and I may be ready. Yeah, yes, I shall say, Teddy and Papa, me and the Dow, who am a hunted, not in a summer coming with Huna money. Yes, Muja, now you may send me a Mutia Winimua, Mankanjura, Winia, and Yenipa, and who are dear Nasa, a Pabisica. Yes, yes. You should know a dummy. But time for me, Serena, and dummy. Before my son, Uncle Mabos from Denham, before my home and then I died to Namir Brammy. Na mi jira na mu ni payo de fo ni mu na wo na maduro so a me ka chero na bra bo kuta wo a won se mu a mo bre ya e ble me ni sa fo
winner winner na winner baba god be the winner na wo be the loser eh se tan be the loser onu nti no be yin ni an ka chi fo
you
an ka chi fo let me the human man go be around him, my mother. Abba, be the human mother. Be your mother. Where him, my mother. Abba, be the human mother. Be mother. Better human mother.
Abba,
be the human mother. Where him, my mother.
Where him, my mother.
Woman, I eat, I yo. Oh, man, I don't see. Woman, I eat, I yo. Oh, man, I don't see. Yeah, me, I yo, now, yeah, you know.
I'm a young man. And come for more and more permits, say, yeah, Munta, yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yes, me now, shall I say, Teddy and Papa, me and the Dow, who am a hunted, not in a summer coming with Huna money. Yes, Muja, now you may send me a Mutia Winimua, a man can't show a Winia, a Yenipa, a poor dear Nasa, a Pabisica. Yes, yes. You shall know a dummy. But time for me, Serena, and dummy. Before my son, Uncle Mabos from Denham, before my home and then I died to Namir Brammy. Na mi jira na mu wo nipa yo de fo wona 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 maduro so a me ka chero wa bra bo kuta bo a won se mo a mo bre ya e ble me ni sa fo
winner winner na winner baba god be the winner na wo be the loser eh se tan be the loser onu nti no be yin ni an ka chi fo
you
an ka chi fo let me the human man go be around him, my mother. Abba, be the human mother. Be your mother. Where you, my mother? Abba, be the human mother. Be mother. Better human mother.
Abba,
go be the human mother. Where you, my mother?
Where you, my mother?
Radio Kwa 104.6 FM.
Omen, I know. Omen, I know. Yeah, yeah, yo, na ye, you know.
Radio Kwa 104.6 FM is a wonderful time. It's another Tuesday again, coming from the camp of Nero X.
Just say,
every X, Skiddy Pack Promotions, Young Benes.
Abba, be the human mana, human mana, better human mana.
Abba,
be the human mana, what human mana,
what human mana.
Woman, I eat, I yo, oh man, I don't see. Woman, I eat, I yo, oh man, I don't see. Yeah, yeah, yo, now, yeah, you know.
Respira kwa ba 104.6 FM. We coming back to life now in the studio here, and I'm coming.
Yeah. Well, it's bitch.
You don't pay, man.
That's it.
Yeah, man.
Only your baba.
Radio Kwaba 104.6 FM coming from the camp of Nero X. Okay, once you join us on Facebook, please feel free to share the video among your friends. Once you join us on Facebook, just share the video. Invite your friends to join the conversation. We're going to have such a wonderful conversation today. We're going to have such a wonderful opportunity today. And I want to invite you to just, Paolo, you've joined us on Facebook. Thanks for joining us, Paolo, on Facebook. So those of you who are out there in Auckland, New Zealand, and those of you in Australia, those of you in Ghana, Nigeria, in other part of the world, thanks for joining. And Paolo, I should be working, but I got a day off today, so thank you very much. So this is Radio Akwaaba 104.6 FM. I'm Clement Yeboah. Good morning to you and your wonderful family as well. Thanks for watching us as well. It's a wonderful Tuesday evening. And this is Radio Akwaaba 104.6 FM in Auckland. Some of you also are listening to us on www.planetaudio.org.nz. And also, you're also watching us live on Facebook. So I'm shouting out to all of you, you and your wonderful friends and your wonderful family as well. It's been a blessing to come to you this and every Tuesday, and to share to share our ideas together and to share life together and see how best we can work things out. And so this is Radio Akwaaba 104.6 FM. I got my wonderful guest Kwasi Ferry here, and I think it looks like, unfortunately, Ima is not here yet. And my wonderful kids.
She said she's busy with her wife.
Oh, because he said that Ima says he's busy with the wife. Okay,
so, yeah. But he's coming the next week.
Okay, so so next week Ima is coming to the studio here, and we've got a wonderful topic here to be discussing with you. But before I go ahead, let's listen to a quick music, and I'm going to come back to you as well to let you know what's going to happen today. That's coming from the camp of Neuro X. Those of you who are wondering as well, this program is sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand. This program is sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand. I'm going to a wonderful shout out to my wonderful wife, Rosemondo, who's Kwasi Freddy's wife. I believe she's watching as well. what is that?
Mrs. Frimpong.
Mrs. Frimpong. Kwasi's wife, we shout out to you and my wonderful kids and all my families out there, my in-laws.
I'm a good man, so I'm called Frimpong.
Oh, Frimpong, yes.
When I become a bad, you call me Freddy.
Freddy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so all those who are watching us on Facebook and listening to us on 104.6, we're shouting out to you and your wonderful families as well. Fire,
for corner. I want you to tell you they love you, brother. Now you go say you keep it out. So I show me. Everybody will hear me if I'm away. Show me this, I'm sorry. I'm a cook, I'm a little.
Those of you are in Ghana, you're getting ready to go to work. I'm shouting out to you and your wonderful families as well.
Let them know, oh, oh, let them know. I hustle well, oh, I hustle well. To be the latest, we are come out, 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 come out,
come down, come out, come out, come out, come out, come
out,
come
out,
God send your fire. May God send the fire to consume every problems and challenges that you are experiencing this morning in Ghana and this evening in New Zealand, no matter what it is.
Hey. Omukusu who me took when I see MF. It's not you and watch shit that would be a Nazi and say, you say more tree sign as a year co. Every plane boy day, Nazu die a top. One so many could have met me could have them in Sawa. Like a war, the city and worry monk. I'm a shame in me, Judah, and I don't want to be Muna de Vecraco. Would they mean shit and I'm about to go to some who said become a new man, I'm about to be here. And so make every person I'm in the
middle. Looking for bread and butter.
Once you join us on Facebook, share the video, invite your friends to join the conversation. We're going to have such a wonderful conversation today. Kwesi Freddy is here. He's full. He's prepared. He's excited. And now, before I go ahead, I just want to have a big congratulations message to our brother, Nana James and Portia, members of the Ghana Association of New Zealand. We're saying that Portia has delivered a giving birth to a bouncing, healthy, bouncing baby girl. And so we from the Ghana Association of New Zealand and all of us from the studio are saying a wonderful congratulation message to Nana James and Portia for a safe delivery. Wonderful, bouncing, beautiful, healthy baby girl. And we went, so it's been wonderful.
Yeah, wonderful. That's two by 2A. First was a boy, second was a boy.
So it's a balance.
I think he's a good mathematician.
Both of them. So I think it's a wonderful thing.
Okay.
We're saying a wonderful congratulations message to you, Nana James and Portia, for the safe delivery. So my first discussion for today is the Ghana Association of New Zealand would like to invite the general public. The Ghana Association of New Zealand will like, okay, William, my wonderful William, Chinese friend, William, thanks for joining us on Facebook. It's been wonderful to see you come here. So just continue to watch us and share the video. It's going to be wonderful. Also, a quick announcement. This is coming from the Ghana Association of New Zealand. So the Ghana Association of New Zealand, in collaboration with the Mustard Seed, that is Chapel International. So Mustard Seed is part of the Lighthouse Chapel International. So the Ghana Association of New Zealand, in collaboration with the Mustard Seed, that's from the Lighthouse Chapel International, would like to invite the general public, all Ghanaians, all Africans, and the general public to come and join us on the 11th of I think it's 11, because let me check the date. Oh, yeah, 11. That's a Sunday, 11th of March. Sunday, the 11th of March, 2018. To come and join us as we celebrate, Ghana celebrate its 61st independence. Ghana celebrate Ajeshini. Ajeshini Kumar, thanks for joining us on Facebook. Thanks for joining us. So the Ghana celebrate its 61st birthday, and the Ghana Association of New Zealand, in collaboration with the Master Seed, would like to invite the general public, all Ghanaians and all Africans, to come and join us as we celebrate God's faithfulness in our life. Because if Freddie is saying Ghana, we've got nothing to celebrate. So the date I've given, 11th of March.
But yes, I'm going here. You see.
Yeah. So Kwasi Kwasi is going to be there, and the venue is going to be 20 Tipai Place, Henderson. 20 Tipai. So Tipai is T-E. Space PAI Place in Henderson, Auckland. Henderson in Auckland. 20 Tipai Place, Henderson in Auckland. So come and join the Ghana Association of New Zealand as they collaborate with the Master Seed Chapel International to celebrate Ghana's 61st independence. They're going to spend some to pray for Ghana, to pray for continued development, to also to spend some time to celebrate ourselves as Ghanaians in New Zealand as well. So and also as Africans as well. So the general public, you are invited to come and join us as we celebrate our wonderful 6th March. So the next one I'm going to talk about today, I'm going to talk about census. New Zealand on the 6th of March, that's Ghana Independence Day actually, on the 6th of March, New Zealand is having a census. Last week we spoke about the census, and it's very important. And I think for us in the studio, myself, Kwasi Freddy, and Ima, we've been talking about this. And unfortunately, we don't see the African communities, the Akofi, the different African communities actually talking about it. But this is such an important project that I think we believe that our members of the associations in all the Africans need to be aware that on the 6th of March, there's going to be a census, okay? So there's going to be a census. Oh goodness! There's going to be a census, okay? And you need to be counted. So the question now is, why is it so important for us as Africans to be involved? So New Zealand census is very important because one, it tells the government of New Zealand the number of the population of New Zealand. Not only the population of New Zealand, but it also tells us about the different categories. How many Africans are in New Zealand? How many Ghanaians are in New Zealand? How many Zimbabweans are in New Zealand? How many South Africans are in New Zealand? How many Europeans are in New Zealand? How many Maoris? How many Pacific Islanders? How many Australians are in New Zealand? So this census is going to tell the government the different group of people that live here. But it's not only going to tell the government the different group of people that live here, but it's also going to give the government an idea about the gender, about not only the gender, but the qualification status. How many of the population are going to school? How many of the population are going to working? How many are not working? So if the government have to decide and make a policy, they know who and how to target the group of people. And for us as Africans, why we are pushing for this so much, for the Akofi, for the New Zealand African Welfare Trust, the Ghana Association of New Zealand, the Zimbabwean Association, the Congolese Association of New Zealand, the Ethiopian Association of New Zealand, the Rwandan Association, the Ugandan Association, and all the different associations we have in New Zealand, to mobilize our people and to get them to be involved, to get to be counted. Why are we saying this? We are saying this because once we are counted, once we fill out the data, and once we are counted, it tells the government how many Africans are living in New Zealand. And out of Africans in New Zealand, how many of them are youth? How many of the Africans in New Zealand are actually working class people? How many have got a formal education? How many are working? How many are not working? And it tells the government all these things. So if the government will say, because we know that different group of people in New Zealand have got different government policies targeted at helping them. If you go to the medical school, there is a quota in medical school for the Pacific Islanders, for the Mari group. They got a quota in the medical school. So the government said, okay, I'm making a quota of say maybe 10% of the medical student should be or must be example Mari or Pacific people. So they got a quota and they got a special privilege to enter into the medical school. There are also like scholarship scheme for different group of people in Israel because the government has identified that this group of people are struggling to make it into the university. So I want to help them. So if there's a data that is telling the government how many Africans are living in New Zealand, how many of us are going to school, how many are not going to school, how many of us have got a job, how many of us haven't got a job. So then the government can decide and say, okay, they are about out of the school going age Africans in New Zealand, say about only 20% of us are in have got a kind of a university qualification. So the government can decide and say, okay, I want to help the African community by giving them scholarship to help them to enter into the university. But the question now is, the government cannot help us unless they know the number of Africans who are in New Zealand, the number of us who actually couldn't even make it to the university. But we've also discovered that among African communities, many of us don't get involved when it comes to election, deciding who runs the country, when it comes to census and all those things. We don't like to get ourselves involved. And it's very unfortunate. And I believe that for us as a people, we need to be involved. Let's encourage our people. So we are calling on the African community to get involved. So if you are an African and you are watching me now and you are in New Zealand, I'm going to tell you how this census is going. So you by now have received a letter. You would have received a letter from the census department, right? The census department. You have received a letter from the census department telling you about the information on the 6th of March. So what is going to happen once you get your information? There is a website. So what is going to happen on the 6th of March, which is next week, I think it's going to be next week, next week Tuesday, exactly next week Tuesday. So what you need to do as an African or as a person living in New Zealand is you take your census paper, and then there's a website on it. You go to www.census.govt.nz. www.census.govt.nz. So once you get to the census website, the second page is you see something like this that says begin your census now. You see something like that says begin your census now. Once you click on that button, it will take you to a place. And in the test stage will ask you to enter a code. So at the back of the letter that you have received from the government, there is a code that looks like this. There is a code that looks like this, or a number that looks like this. This one is just a sample. There's a code that looks like this. So what you need to do is that space that is provided, you enter the code that has been given, because each household will get a specific letter, a code for the household. So you put in the code for the household. So if you're a father or a mother of the house, you put in the information. So once the information goes in there, the next step is going to tell you is that start. It will ask you to you click the start button, and then it will ask you to complete your form. On the 6th of March, that form needs to be completed. And when you come to at the back of this, the letter that the government is going to send you, you will notice that there's an instruction on how to do it. For example, so says if four people, a mother, a father, and two children, example, if four people usually live in your household, but on that day, which is on Tuesday, the 6th of March, there are only two people living in the house. And you have got one visitor coming too. So let's say example. On Tuesday, 6th of March, there are four of you living in the house normally, but one person have left the house.
or two people left the house or going to work, and there are two of you left. But on the 6th of March, you have got a visitor come to visit you or to stay with you for on that 6th of March. What is going to happen now is you have one more addition. So instead of being five, you're going to have three people. So those people who are living in the house or who are at the house on the 6th of March. So you have to fill that form for each and every single individual. So it says, and you have one visitor on Tuesday. Then the three people present on the 6th of March should each complete individual form. So say if on there are four of you living in the house, on the 6th of March, two of you have left, travel somewhere. You have got a visitor come to visit you. On the 6th of March, if the visitor is still in the house or whoever is in the house, if there are three of you living in the house on the 6th of March, the three of you, each one on that form, on that website, you have to fill one separate form for each person. It's very important. And to ask you specific questions, your age, your gender. If you're an African, you have to state specifically you are an African. Don't say, if you're a South African, say you're a South African. If you're a Zimbabwean, you say you're a Zimbabwean, you are an African. Because the government needs to know how many Africans are living in this country. So please, very important that when you are filling the form, please make sure that the information there are accurate. Or if you need help, you contact somebody out there. Or you ring that number. There's a number out there that you need to ring. So the number is 0800-236-787. 0800-236-787. The reason why we are talking about it, we want Africans to be involved and get registered, is because the government needs to know how many Africans are living in New Zealand. It's not about your immigration status. They just want to know how many people are living in New Zealand. So if the government knows how many Africans are living, example, how many Africans are living in New Zealand, how many Africans are at the university going age, but they are not at school, then the government can decide and say, maybe I need to bring a specific policy or scholarship scheme for African communities, example. Or the government can say, they are about about 50% of Africans are at the working age, but only 10% of them are working. So the government have to be able to find a way to make sure that out of the 50% that are working, the 40% that are not working, the government need to find a way to help those group of people. So it's very important for you as a people to do that. It's very important. So that is on the census. So if you got any more question, you can inbox us later and we can explain to you. But it's very important. Africans, let's get counted. Africans, let's get involved and fill out the census form and let the government know how many of us are in here. So yeah, our next topic for today is very important. You know, we're talking about corruption. And you know that recently there was Transparency International brought out this called CPI, Corruption Perception Index. What it means is that the perception of corruption in each country. So how people perceive the country and the government as. And Ghana dropped in compared to its previous status. So New Zealand was the least corrupt country in the world. That was fantastic.
So therefore, we need to apply for a job in Ghana. We are in New Zealand now, so we are least corrupt.
Yeah, we are less corrupt. So if the government of Ghana needs to know about how to fight corruption, they need to come to New Zealand or ask those of us in New Zealand. yeah. So it's fantastic. Yeah. So this perception came out, and we know Ghana. And the good thing is the president of Ghana accepted the fact that yes, Ghana is not doing well when it comes to fighting corruption, and he's going to do something about it. The good thing that the government accepted that we are not doing well as Ghanaians in the fight against corruption. He accepted it, and we know it, and everybody knows it. Ghana is not doing well when it comes to corruption. The amount of corruption in that country is so massive. So what we're going to do, I've got Kwesi Freddy in the studio here with me, and we are going to talk about the perception of corruptions in Ghana. So I'm going to just move around and go to the studio here and talk to Kwesi Freddy. Okay, so Kwesi, let me look up. Let me go to Kwesi now. Kwesi,
mm-hmm.
What is your take on what has come up? Corruption. We say Ghana. We know Ghana is corrupt, but how corrupt is our country?
See, some boys, shall we tell you? It's not funny. It's not funny. Actually,
it's not funny. Funny. Yeah,
Because go ahead. Just like sometimes you see somebody and you ask him, "What's your religion?" Then he said, "Oh, I'm a Christian. I was born into a Christian family, so I'm a Christian."
But he don't go to church.
Even if he doesn't go to church, he was born into a religion or other, a Muslim or whatever.
Mm.
So, I mean, if you ask me about the corruption in Ghana, I would say that we were born into it. You know, no one can deny about that. And we were born into it, and it's not interesting at all. It's interesting that the government straight away admitted that.
Yeah.
And I think most of the politicians are not making it like a politics.
Yeah.
Normally they...
No, because when you look on Facebook, they started politicizing.
Yeah, politicizing.
Who's government corrupt, who's not corrupt, and that kind of thing.
But if you look at some of the politicians also, they say this is not about politics, this is about the reason that we all need to fight against it.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? And slowly, maybe we will get there because... We are always dropping. The last one was about 43. Then it dropped to 41 or 40.
Yeah.
I didn't know what happens about maybe 2012 or whatever.
Yeah.
So it means we're not actually going up, but rather coming down.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, and I can really understand that because when you look at our...
Yeah. Because you go ahead, yeah.
When you look at, especially when it comes to the government offices...
Mm.
For example, your child has got an admission to go to school, and the headmaster, you have to go and pay extra money for a headmaster before he can be
admitted.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like it's left, right, and center everywhere. Whereby, in fact, sometimes it's very, very difficult to, you know, go around it.
Yeah.
But it's good that most radio stations are talking against it.
Yeah.
People have started a small movement. You look at Fawe also. You see, so it's something that we all need to change, not to politicize it and say it's this regime or it's this regime. It's in our DNA. Yeah, and it's been there for a long time.
it's in our DNA.
So it's been there very, very, very for a long time.
Okay. In terms of someone was telling me that we've been complaining about corruption all the time. You talk about problems in Africa, but it's about time we need to start talking about solutions. You know, how do we? Because I mean, there's no point in always talking and complaining.
Well,
and then
I will give thanks to especially the Ghanaian medias.
Yeah.
They've already really tried, you know, even to bring the democracy to this point.
Yeah.
We all understand that they fought really hard, you know, most all the radio stations.
Yeah.
You see. And slowly democracy has been going on to this time.
Yeah.
Although when they start talking about it, it didn't just take one day.
Yeah.
It took a bit of a longer time before we begin to understand that, no, we have to listen to what I'm saying. You have to allow me the opportunity to tell you what's on my mind.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about the corruption.
Yeah.
Not just recently we're talking about the corruption. Somewhere in 1979 was even worse. You see what I mean? Even people lost their lives because of corruption.
Yeah.
But it didn't actually change us.
Yeah.
But now I think they're trying to come up with a different way. You see?
Mm.
And I do follow it a lot. And... they managed to shame some of the directors. They mentioned the companies who are doing the things that they are not supposed to be doing, you know, and slow. We will get there. It won't take time, you see, because it wasn't something that we were talking about this seriously, but now people are talking about it really seriously, you see.
But question, do we just need to talk about it?
We start acting now. We have started acting now, you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And even people are giving in, say, no, I'm not going to do this. I mean, for example, the recent corruption that they brought them to Yoko and even Captain Smart, people just voluntarily went and gave the money that they have stolen.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah, you listen.
people go in and just voluntarily promise to refund the money.
Even recently, the cars that they are the vehicles about several and something vehicles.
Yeah,
that was just sold under 2 years.
Yeah,
people volunteers are beginning to go and give the car back.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Because it got to a time that the public were not demanding.
Yeah.
But now the public, before they were just talking about it.
Yeah.
And now public are beginning to demand.
Recently, I was listening to one of the radio presenters.
Yeah.
He made a very good, interesting program.
Yeah.
He said, we need to start to disrespect our MPs. When we see them on the 4x4s,
yeah,
heavy drives,
yeah,
and the big cars,
mm,
don't be jealous of them. It's your money, it's the money that they have stolen from your coffers.
That's what they are driving. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So don't go and then hail them. Don't go and say, honorable. That person is a thief. You see what I mean?
So, but is it, you know, sometimes, you know, it's good sometimes we have to talk about evidence. I mean, is there anybody who is driving 4x4, who's an MP or who's a politician that is a thief?
Well, not all of them, but most people that when they were not in the office,
mm,
they didn't have anything.
Mm.
Then all of a sudden you hold a government office. I know that government supplies some cars to them.
Mm.
You see what I mean?
Mm.
And before you realize, maybe he's building maybe 7-story building.
Mm.
And you see that person, you say honorable. Because the office that you hold and the pay that comes to you, you're not supposed to be able to build that 7-story building.
Mm.
You're not supposed to, you shouldn't be able to buy maybe a house maybe in America.
Mm.
You shouldn't be able to send your children to maybe 3 or 4 children to international school, like pay maybe $20,000 a year.
Mm.
So if you see that somebody doing that, just in your mind, just put your mind that this person's a thief. You understand? You know, so slowly people are going to buy that idea.
Yeah.
And me, I have got that, I've got that idea for a long time.
Yeah.
That this man is coming, I know he's a minister for blah, blah, blah. It's okay, but if you look at the standard of his living, he's stealing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. How can somebody say he calls himself MP? He's never maybe probably worked before in his life.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden he's paying about maybe school fees for maybe 20 or 30 people. Where does he get the money from? You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And maybe you find maybe somebody, assemblyman, which is maybe one of the lowest rank in when it comes to government institutions.
Yeah.
And the moment he become assemblyman, within maybe 4 years, the house he will build, the money that he spent on his house is way more than the money that he spent on the whole entire community.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's time, and we all know that they all pen robberies, pen robberies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
But now slowly people are now boldly talking about it, identifying it.
Mm.
You see, so it won't be just one day fight.
Mm.
It will be a very, very. It's going to take a long time to fight this. This role.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so Kwesi, let's talk about injustice because we're going to talk about injustice, and I think there's something wrong with this video here.
I told you to get the best video camera and you've refused.
Okay. So I think it's working, but I think it's working because I don't know what the so go ahead, so we are talking about let's talk about injustice. Now let's talk about Abu Gapele.
He's
been jailed 6 years. I think it was 5.1 or 4.1 million Ghana cedis. He's gone for 6 years. Somebody else, today I saw on TV3, in Ghana TV3, somebody stole a mobile phone. He's going in for 10 years. Because is it fair?
It's rather unfortunate. You see, there's something they call it, they have got two forms of criminal. One is maybe tall color criminal and one is short color criminal. If you've heard about it before. So somebody who will just come and grab something from your bag or whatever, we tend to punish that person more than the person who used the pen to steal from maybe 419 people.
Yeah.
We tend to put them into prison less than somebody who took a gun or maybe a knife to go for robbery.
Mm.
You see what I mean? And it's rather unfortunate. And what can you do? We can't really do much about it. We can do something about it, but not really much.
Yeah.
And
Kwesi, go ahead,
You talk about the person who spent about 4 million Ghana cedis.
Yeah.
And because it's a pen, and we don't realize how much damaged he has caused to the country or even his own, wherever he comes from. Talking about $4 million, it's not small money.
Yeah, yeah. No, Ghana cedis.
Ghana cedis.
Yeah.
But
it's still quite a lot of money.
Yeah, you're talking about $1 million.
Yeah, yeah.
You see what I mean? But we don't seem to realize that. I mean, the problem is, you want to go to Ghana nowadays, there's a lot of talking about the robberies and all that. It's because most people don't have jobs.
And they have to find ways to survive.
Yeah, they have to find a way to survive, which is not the right way. But who is causing all those problems? Our leaders.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the man who stole about that $4 million. We're kind of talking about it.
Yeah.
That money was supposed to go and train people.
Yeah, yeah.
For a certain job.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And now they managed to maybe forge a document, went to the government office, and paid that money, talking about $4 million. And
Ghana cities.
Yeah. And it's not, that's the list, according to Joy News.
There could be more.
No, even this one is list, the least one. This one is a small one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a bigger ones there that they don't even talk about it.
Yeah.
So probably maybe Tibuka become something like we call it scapegoat.
A scapegoat, yes. Yeah. So he's been sacrificed.
Sacrificed. Him to show the world that we are fighting for corruption.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so, but that's rather unfortunate for this guy who went and stole the mobile phone. And you see in Ghana also, we don't have a laws like here. Now these children, they go to school here. Once they get a certain age, they give them roughly, if you go and steal a pen, there's going to be your punishment.
Yeah,
just like, for example, when we are driving a car here, and we know that we don't have a registration, when the police stop us, we know how much already, you know how much fine you are going to get.
Yeah.
But in Ghana, it's not like that. They look at your face.
So we are talking about the justice system. They can help us.
They look at your face.
Yeah.
And say, you know what I mean? If I park my car here now, on a yellow line and I leave, I know how much ticket I'm going to get.
Yeah, yeah.
If I leave my car in the city and I didn't buy a ticket, I know how much I'm going to get.
Yeah.
But in Ghana, it's not like that. They look at your face and say, you pay this. And if you don't pay, and it's all part of corruption issues.
Yeah.
You see? So it's like, maybe if you have to ask, or say he's the lawyer, a qualified lawyer, and he'll be able to...
And what's in the criminal justice system
for us, you know? Once he goes to Ghana, I say, no, this is what we are doing, you know? So always the poor ones, the dumb ones, we tend to suffer more than those who are up there. You see what I mean? And they are the ones who are even causing... You see, we never see somebody armed robbery. We don't use that way that they causing financial loss to the state. But these big people who cause financial loss to the state seems to be, have chance to, enjoy their lives and all that. You know, it's very unfortunate from there.
But there was this incident of this a thief. I think two thieves were arrested. They went to the court. So the judge described them as armed robbers. Then he told the judge, no, we are not armed robbers, we are thieves.
Yeah, thieves. In Ghana,
yeah. He said, no, we are not armed robbers, we are thieves.
We didn't use any weapon.
Oh my.
Well, we will get there. We will get there one day.
But do you think we are getting there fast enough?
No. We are very slow when it comes to this. We are very, very slow. Because every day it's like... The main chief cause of these problems are our politicians.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you scratch my back, then I scratch your back.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So why do they have to go fast?
Mm-hmm.
See, if it is like maybe China law, maybe one day, you won't even spend maybe one day, they will fast track court, go in there. You see what I mean? But not the person who's...
The problem, the issue with corruption in Africa or in Ghana, is it only because... If we mention about a politician, that we are making the problems.
They are the ones who are supposed to make the.
Because when you go into the churches, you go into the mosque, if you go into the shrines, if you go into our homes,
chiefs,
and go into the schools, secondary schools, and primary schools, and
everywhere.
It's everywhere. And when we say politician, then we allow those people because when you go, when the Bible says, "I give it to you free," you give it out free.
Yeah.
Then when you go to your pastor say, no, I'll charge you 100 Ghana to pray for you.
To pray for you.
I mean, that's corruption.
It's corruption.
That's corruption.
Yeah,
because the God says give it out for free. Mm. So just like say, the government give me medicine to go and give it to people in, say, in Koko.
Yeah.
And then I go, they start giving it the medicine for them for free.
Mm-hmm.
I charge them.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you hear the case about even this lady who works in a mental hospital? and he was supposed to give the medicine to the mental, he rather takes them and go and sell it somewhere.
Yes. So this problem
is in every corner. Yeah. We all need to admit that, no, this is not good. We all need to change our attitude, the way we do things.
Yeah.
You see, we're not going to get any better if we don't start